For TV viewers willing to brush up their Shakespeare, the Sundance Channel has offered three glorious seasons of the program Slings and Arrows, which features the trials and tribulations of the New Burbage Theatre Festival, a small Canadian Shakespeare company. The show is funny, smart, touching, and at times, downright riveting.
I can't hear him.
In one scene from the third and final season, Charles, a veteran actor whose cancer may end his life before the play ends its run, struggles during rehearsal to deliver King Lear's storm speech over the sound effects machine.
Turn it off! Would you? Just leave the thunder! Please!
And then Charles resumes.
Blow, winds! And crack your cheeks! Rage! Blow! You see? You cataracts and hurricanos, spout till you have drenched our steeples, drowned the clocks.
Lear is the storm.
You sulfurous!
Lear is the storm. And just like that, a TV show has taught you something fresh and intriguing and, yes, exciting about Shakespeare. But most young people will never experience that exhilaration about the Bard of Avon because they don't know Shakespeare from Burning Spear. That would be the singer for our reggae-impaired listeners. Witness another scene from Slings and Arrows, in which an actor in the Lear production is talking to a young musical theater actress who says she doesn't know the play.
You never read it? Not in high school?
I'm not much of a reader. But I was in West Side Story at the Etobicoke School of the Arts, and that was based on Romeo and Juliet.
Right. Yeah, I know that. We're talking about King Lear?
Well, they were both written by the same guy.
What a shame that is. Shakespeare's works used to be part of our common cultural literacy, his words part of our shared language. It's not that people went around quoting, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day" all the time, but when they heard it quoted, at least they knew where it came from. Now, not so much. So for anyone who thought age could not wither nor custom stale Shakespeare's infinite variety, well, you were wrong. All the World's no longer a stage, it's more often a reality program. And the unfortunate reality is, our public schools are doing a terrible disservice to students when they abandon the classics for some trendy obsession with standardized tests and cookie-cutter measurements. That way, maybe not madness, but certainly sadness lies.